This is TWiT.
Samsung had some kind of bad news. Last night, I think, or the night before, they warned that its Q3 earnings will be weak, down nearly 60% from 2013. This mostly thanks to lower-priced smartphones and increased competition. Samsung's advanced features in their phones are regularly seen in lower-cost competing devices nowadays. China and emerging markets are the next frontier, but you have like companies like Xiaomi offering top-quality devices for sometimes half of what Samsung's top-tier devices go for. And Apple's steady rise in the higher-end market makes Samsung's higher-end options less differentiated, especially in light of the iPhone's larger size. So what does this mean for Android? I guess this is the big question. If Samsung's bottom line continues to erode, does that affect Android as a platform? How does it? Does that mean the lower-tier manufacturers get their day in the sun, or does it mean defection to other platforms like iOS and Windows Phone? What do you guys think, Jason? What do you think? Are you concerned about Android because Samsung is taking a big hit this quarter?
I don't know. It's a hard question to answer only because Samsung has historically had such a huge impact on these numbers and have moved so many Android devices in the past. I guess the big question for fans of Android as a platform, and probably also for developers that want to kind of develop apps and make money and, you know, create for a platform that offers a lot of users to develop against, is, are the people that are, you know, not coming in thanks to Samsung's top tier devices, are they going elsewhere? Are they jumping ship to iOS, or are they going to lower cost Android devices? And I don't know, my own personal experience, you know, particularly like I have the OnePlus One right now. This is firmly in the category of low cost but high, you know, high tier device, yeah. Right? Like this is incredibly competitive to anything Samsung's putting out for $500 or $600. Yet it's half the cost, and that's the threat to Samsung right now. And like you said, not to mention, iPhone now has a larger device, and for a lot of people, the reason that they were sticking with Samsung's larger format devices, as one example, is because they had larger format devices, and now Apple has that. So are those people going to jump ship over there and pull users away from Android? And that would not be a good thing for Android as a platform. How do you feel about this, Aaron? Where do you kind of fall on this?
I agree with exactly what you said. I don't think this is necessarily a threat to the long-term viability of Android or anything like that. I think it's kind of the evening out of the Android market. Android's still growing, dominating the market. I too am using the OnePlus One. I shouldn't move much. Samsung's pretty much dominated Android for the last 3 years, but it's only been the last 3 years. Before that, you know, HTC was a strong player. That was pretty much it. Motorola was in there a little bit, but you know, Samsung just kind of took it over. And so seeing Samsung falter, everybody thinks, well, you know, maybe Android's in trouble, but there's a lot more competition out there, like you were saying. There's all these Chinese manufacturers showing up. Huawei's coming onto the market, or at least trying to. The OnePlus One made a splash. Whether you fall on one side or the you know, hate them or love them opinion or not, they made a lot of waves and sold, I'm sure, quite a few. The fact that we're both using one says something. So I think that's really what's eroding Samsung's market share is stiffer competition, like they said. And then, you know, they spend just buckets of money on marketing, so they could probably cut back on that and it might help. I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, in a lot of ways, they haven't created a software experience that's so compelling that people specifically want Samsung devices. I know that they've tried. I know that that's what they want, right? They kind of stumbled with the smartwatches. You know, they stumbled with the accessories that required you to sync, you know, to a Samsung phone. And from what I heard, now a Samsung phone hasn't been my daily driver, only the Galaxy Nexus, which was pure Android, so it wasn't a Samsung software experience. But from what I understand, the Samsung software experience is kind of meh. Right. And like that was kind of the opportunity. I'm not concerned about Android as a platform. I mean, by design, Android is not dependent on any one manufacturer. And I'm sort of excited about the competition, you know, and the opportunities for competition to just make phones that are a better experience all around, hardware and software. So I'm not really concerned, and I actually am also using the OnePlus One. But you know, where the three of us are sort of very deeply embedded in this, you know, community, and like we've had invites, and like most people don't have those opportunities.
I couldn't give
Was that
really interesting?
There was a point where I couldn't give them away. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying very hard, but you know, I'd post something on Google Plus. Hey, I got an invite, and by the time something replied, it expired. So
yeah, I know, and that's the challenge, right? Is you get an invite, and it's like you have 24 hours, and then you got to go on the hunt. I mean, I get people not every day, but I mean, you know, today I've had two different people like, hey, I've got some invites. Want to help me get rid of them? And you know, it's at this point now where it's like, I actually have a day job. I can't get rid of everybody's invites. But what I see from there is, you know, definitely still there's more supply that's leaking out for this phone in particular, and there's definite demand. When I mentioned it in the chat room earlier this morning that somebody in the chat room had it, there were like 10 people immediately that were like, I want one. Definitely. And, you know, that's because it packs in value, right? Value for half the cost. And then when you take a look at Samsung's offerings, which, I mean, I have the latest Galaxy Tab S that I'm reviewing, and it's a really, really nice tablet, super premium quality, more expensive and everything. But more and more, Samsung has to justify why they're charging those fees, not because the device isn't worth it, but because other devices are offering the same for less expensive. And in some cases, by some people's definitions, the design, as one example, is better in those cases. You know, that people, you know, I make no bones about it that I prefer something a little bit more solid, a little bit less plasticky. That's my own personal criticism, and everybody has their own preferences. But we're seeing a lot more of those devices that have aluminum side, you know, aluminum casings and stuff like that for a lesser cost. And that just kind of feels premium to a lot of people. And so there's that perception, you know what I mean? It's like, why am I paying $600 for Samsung and it feels a certain way? I expect it to feel better and be more of a premium device than it seems to be. And I wonder if that's going to, you know, hopefully that's going to change. They seem to be changing their design kind of language right now in some ways with the Alpha and a few of their other devices where they're kind of paying more attention to the look and feel of the device. And that's just one aspect of it all, obviously. But So, yeah. So I don't know if it hurts Android as a whole necessarily. Like I think we're all in agreement. It seems to kind of splinter out to the other, you know, partners and the other OEMs that are creating devices. And that, I think that's really good for Android. That's diversity. That's kind of what the platform's all about. So,
yep. Agreed.